punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. Happy Thursday, everybody. Hope your day is going well. Hey, the cold front is moving southeasterly. It's already 68 degrees at Eva, 71 at Goodwell, 76 at Beaver. But Mangum, it's not there yet, and you're the hot spot in whole state Oklahoma at 97 degrees. Well, you're actually tied with Walters, but we'll keep it in the listening area. 91 at Cheyenne, the home of their secret weapon. 85 at Arnett, 82 at Alva, 85 at Lahoma. Let's see what the temperatures are looking like out here in the panhandle of Texas. 83 at Lipscomb, 97 at Wellington, 98 at Odell. Let's see, 70 degrees already out there at Texline, right there in the very northwest corner of the Texas Panhandle on your way to the mountains. So anyway, good day. We got a lot going on today. I have a very, very special guest coming in at 12:30. Miss Briley Pritchard's coming in. She's a junior here at the Elk City High School, and she's coming in to talk about her projects at home and with the FFA. I'm excited. It's the first time she's been on the show with me. Maybe the first time she's ever been on the radio. So anyway, nonetheless, we'll have a good time. She's one of my top five favorite young adults in the Beckham County area. She just got a really good attitude. Gotta love it. But if you knew her mom and dad, you'd see where it came from. So anyway, she'll be on here later on in the show. And maybe a little bit of update. You know, Tuesday, I was talking about maybe on Heyday Tuesdays, the last segment, maybe advertising people's got hay for sale. And I said something about, you know, it wouldn't be free or whatever. But we're looking for a sponsor to sponsor the show that hour. And that way the farmers and ranchers can advertise their hay for nothing. We're not going to get into like details. I'm going to have a simple form for you. Type of hay, how much a ton, can you load, can you haul, and pretty simple. And I'm not going to mention anybody's name, just going to give out a phone number for it. And anyway, guess what? We just got a sponsor. You guys are in luck. But anyway, we're going to make it simple, and it'll be Tuesday, the last segment every week, and we will, it'll be great. It's going to be fun, and I just don't know what else to say about it, because people like to sell hay, and people like to buy hay, and then, but like I said, we'll just keep it simple, three or four things that I'll mention that you guys got to fill in for me. And I'll have you text it in on the text line on Tuesdays here, or you can call me and leave me a message if you don't know how to text, and it'll be fun. So anyway, good. Thank you. We'll get this sponsor verified before I mention their name, but you all know them. Good people. Some of my favorite. All right, let's check out what's happened overnight in our big world of agriculture. Grains and soybeans were a little changed overnight as investors weighed favorable growing conditions in the U.S. against adverse weather overseas. 67% of the U.S. corn crop was in good or excellent condition as of Sunday. And while that's down a percentage point from the previous week, it's well ahead of the 57% that earned top ratings at this point last year, according to the USDA. About 68% of the soybeans were good or excellent at the start of the week, up a point from the prior week prior, topping the 54% that we had last year, which was the best ratings of all last year. Dry weather in Europe and the Black Sea region is negatively affecting production and underpinning prices. Dry weather is expected to spread to more than 40% of the Southern Europe corn growing areas, according to the Commodity Weather Group. Parts of Spain and France will be hot Sunday and Monday, according to the forecast. A third of the corn in the Black Sea region will remain overly dry for filling through the middle of this month. Rainfall is finally making its way into the Canadian prairies, but it may be falling at the wrong time. After a dry, very dry growing season that took its toll on crops, precipitation is now expected in the area in Canada. They may slow the early wheat and canola harvest in southwestern parts of that region. Corn futures fell a half a penny to $4.25 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Wheat futures overnight for July delivery came up 2 cents to $5.40 a bushel, and Kansas City futures added 3 cents to $5.58 a bushel. Soybean futures for July came up about a quarter penny to $10.19 a bushel. Soy meal added 170 to $3.20 a short ton, and soy oil fell 0.16 cents to 40.72 cents a pound. Ethanol output fell to its lowest level in about a month, and inventories declined in the 7 days that ended August 2nd. According to the EIA, production of the biofuel dropped to an average of 1.067 million barrels a day, the agency said in a report. That's down from a record high of 1.109 million barrels on average the previous week, and marks the lowest output since July 5th. In the Midwest, by far the biggest producing region, output plunged an average of 1.008 million barrels, the EIA said, down from 1.045 million a week earlier. Gulf Coast production fell to 23,000 barrels, and that's down from 29,000. Otherwise, everything else just about the same. Ethanol inventories, though, as of August 2nd, was 23.767 million barrels, and that's down from 23.973 million. Weather in our farm belt, let's see here. Heat advisories have been issued for much of Oklahoma and parts of Texas and Arkansas today, where temperatures will again reach into the triple digits, according to the National Weather Service. In central and eastern Oklahoma, indexes are forecast to hit as high as 106 Fahrenheit. Values in East Texas are expected to range from 105 to 108. Further north, occasional thunderstorms are in the forecast for much central Iowa. And that's about it. I know there was a big argument on social media last night. Which weather station is going to be right about the rainfall? Because a couple of the stations are forecasting maybe a couple tenths at the most out here. But Payne in the man, Payne. Yeah, I almost said that. Anyway, he's pretty optimistic out here for western Oklahoma. 7-8 tenths. Farther north, 2-3 inches up towards Stillwater and Enid and all that area. So everybody just keep their fingers crossed and hope everybody gets a decent rain out of this whole thing. So anyway, we'll see. All right, let's go ahead and take an Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. And when we come back, we'll get an update on the current markets. And let's see, what is today? Oh, yeah, I'm going to go over what was happening at Beaver Tuesday. What happened at Beaver? Not what's happening, but what happened at Beaver Tuesday. And lots of good things going on. And I dropped off calf this morning at Sale Barn here to Elk City, and the line was forming behind me. So it looks like there's going to be a good run tomorrow at the Elk City Livestock Auction. So anyway, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Harvest equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed at Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
If I tell you that I'm going to fix something, you called and something wasn't right, or you call and you say, hey, I need you to make this payment for me next week. I'm going to be out of town, but will you make a note? Will you please, you know, do this for me? That's on me to do that. And if that doesn't happen, I can't say, well, I don't know who took that phone call. I don't know who agreed to do that. If I tell you I'm going to do something, it's going to get done. I'm Laura Carlucci, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for SEI Agritech in Elk City. You know, SEI is ready to help you with your summer cover crops. They offer a multi-species blend that's great for grazing and hay. Plus, it'll help address your soil health concerns. So give the good folks a call at SEI Agritech today at 580-225-0317. That's 580-225-0317. Or stop by and see them on South Randall in Elk City today.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? High cotton! It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com. High
cotton! This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, July 29th. 678 head were sold. 5 head of steers at 318 brought 402. 8 at 577 brought 294. 11 at 632 brought 268. 9 at 702 brought 258. 3 at 745 brought 261. 13 at 1005 brought 234. 20 at 1014 brought 231. 6 head of heifers at 593 brought 268. 11 at 594 brought 256. 16 at 701 brought 256, 5 at 717 brought 235, 4 at 883 brought 224, 13 at 990 brought 219, 3 at 1010 brought 206, butcher cows were 123 to 158, butcher bulls brought 109 to 179, bred cows were 2075 to 2175, Western Oklahoma Livestock, Clinton, Oklahoma, sell every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I'm so excited. Briley's in here.
Hi.
Are you ready to talk already?
Sure.
All right. Well, anyway, I got to do the weather first. And I got to figure out which one is my weather deal. There it is. All right. Let's go up here to Lipscomb, Texas, in the Panhandle, since they've already... Well, it says 84, but their deal says 99, so let's refresh that and see what happens. Yeah, there we go. All right, Lipscomb, you are 83 degrees, heat index at 85, humidity's 52, dew point 64. The winds are out of the northeast at 17 miles an hour with wind gust up to 29. 11 one-hundredths of an inch so far this month, no red flag minutes today, 8-inch soil temperature, 87 degrees. All right, let's go ahead and do the Lipscomb Dealerships Ag Market Update real quick. Corn, September, 381, down 2. December's 399, down 1 and 3 quarters. Soybeans for September, 997, down 7 and 3 quarters. November, 1012, down 6. Soybean meal for August, 336.50, down 430. September is 320.80, down 280, and hard red winter wheat. September 554, down 1 1/4. December's 571, down 1. cotton for next July, 70.88, down 42. And what else we got? Oil, West Texas crude oil. It is September 76.06. It changed on me. Sorry about the hesitation. Up 83 cents, and natural gas up 2.14, up 0.032 for September. Looks like the Dow and the S&P and the NASDAQ are all trading in the green, so that's good. Live cattle for August, 181.70, down 57. October's down 145 at 177.82. Feeder cattle for September, 237.17, down 172. And October's 235.90, down 225. Red hogs, the lean hogs are in the red. August 90.07. So anyway, we got that going on. I wanted to update you guys on some changes that I seen in email from Successful Farming. It says that the U.S. Department of Agriculture announced changes to the Farm Service Agency's farm loan programs effective this coming September 25th, changes that are intended to increase opportunities for farmers and ranchers to be financially viable. These improvements are part of the enhancing program access and delivery for farm loans rules, demonstrate USDA's commitment to improving farm profitability through farm loans designed to provide important financing options used by producers to cover operating expenses and purchase land and equipment. The USDA recognizes the Farm Service Agency's loan making and servicing activities are critical for producers, especially in tough times, providing borrowers the financial freedom to increase profits for save for long-term needs and make strategic investments. Here's some of the notable policy changes that they talked about. Establishing a new low-interest installment set-aside program for financially distressed borrowers. Eligible financially distressed borrowers can defer up to one annual loan installment. Another one is provide all eligible loan applicants access to flexible repayment terms that can increase profitability and help build working capital reserve and savings. And another one was reducing additional loan security requirements to enable borrowers to leverage equity. This reduces the amount of additional security required for direct farm loans. So, hey, things are changing over there at the FSA. Hey, do you know anybody that works for the FSA?
My dad.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, I thought he was just like a statue over there for show. So he's not, Anyway, well, Miss Briley and I got a lot to talk about, so we're going to go ahead and take a little early break and we come back, because I'm pretty sure her and I are going to take up all the show with all the things we got to talk about. What's your favorite thing at the farm to do?
My favorite thing would probably be getting out in the garden. It's hot to pick, but it's fun to get out into the nature and spend time by yourself or with your family, like off of the screens and outside in the sun.
Cool. All right. Now, since that was just a bad to the bone answer, we're going to have a lot of fun talking about what you got going on out there. So you're a junior at Elk City High School, right?
Yes.
Anyway, what's your plans? Have you got any plans yet? I hear you're really smart.
Kind of. But I want to go into the nursing after high school, but I always want to stay in the agriculture and always have a garden whenever I grow up because I love it so much. But
right.
I don't know exactly what I want to do. I just know I want to do nursing and then garden.
So are you going to have your own little, your little herd of miniature cattle?
Maybe.
Do you like messing with them?
They're pretty fun.
So anyway, all right, we're going to go ahead and take an Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. When you come back, I'll have your northwestern Oklahoma forecast. I'm going to pick somebody up there where it's really cold now with north winds 20 miles an hour in the middle of August. This is going to be really interesting to see what happens with the weather. There is showers already moving across the panhandle of Oklahoma. I don't think it's a whole lot, but on the radar it's showing up. And we'll come back and talk to Ms. Pritchard, and we're going to talk gardening, FFA projects, all kinds of cool stuff. So we'll be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Alignment is very important. I mean, it causes the wear on your tires. So if you just let it go, the tires, instead of saying a 60,000 miles, will only last 30,000 or 40,000. It's called toe. It's where the tires are pigeon-toed. They're turned in, they're turned out. One may be one way, one may be the other. We always shake down the front end to make sure there's no loose parts, because our roads are so nice and smooth out here that they do get some parts that wear out a little quicker. Uneven wear, edge wear, and shaking. Rough roads, potholes, constructions, and riding in the country. It all is tough on your vehicle. We have a gentleman who's been here nearly 11 years, very knowledgeable, knows what's going on. We probably average 5 alignments a day. Something, honestly, needs to probably be done every year. L&R Tire, 1204 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma.
The home of Bridgestone Firestone Tires.
At L&R Tire, we'll take good care of your vehicle.
There's times when they come in and they are totally, they have no idea what they want. Then what we do is we sit in and we talk a little bit. We start hearing about their family, or we start hearing about the project. There was one family, they didn't know any emblems or any designs or anything. They wanted the name and everything on there. And they were talking about their son, and they were telling how their son was a wonderful person, he was loving he was, but they couldn't pick out an emblem or anything to represent that. And so I just kind of wrote down exactly what they said about him, and we just engraved that on the back of the monument for them. And they were just overwhelmed. It was a simple thing on there, but it fit what they needed more than just picking something out of a book.
Willis Granite Products. Our website is willisgranite.com.
That's what's cool, because you sit there and you visit with them, and then all of a sudden they'll go, that's perfect.
Hey everyone, this is JJ Quibido at No Limit Land Management and Excavation. At No Limit Land Management and Excavation, we are proudly veteran-owned. We deliver top-tier forestry mulching, land clearing, and excavation services across Oklahoma. We leverage advanced technology, including our Fecon Fusion machine, to ensure projects are completed with efficiency and faster than our competition. Our comprehensive offerings include terrace building, pond grading, junk removal, and gravel installation, all performed with the highest level of professionalism and precision. We are committed to excellence and reliability, transforming each property into a testament to the American dream. We are locked and loaded and ready to get your land cleared, regardless if it is cedars, elms, cottonwood, mesquite, or any other invasive trees. We can help you clear up your pastures for grazing or get your land ready to build. Give No Limit Land Management and Excavation a call at 580-303-8479. We do not give bids over the phone. That number again is 580-303-8479.
Your cattle need feed. They've got to eat. So you need a reliable source of feed that won't break the bank. Kirk Feeds in Eric offers competitive prices on bulk feed at the store and delivered to your place. We also carry fence wire, T-post, gates, water tanks, and a lot more farm and ranch supplies. We get new products every week, so check back often to see if we have something else you need. We even have the Sportsman covered for all your hunting needs. Farming and ranching is in our blood, and we want to help keep agriculture strong. Kirk Feeds, 117 West 2nd Street in Eric.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hi, welcome back. Here's your ag weather update for northwestern Oklahoma, big town of Buffalo. 79 degrees, dew point 65, humidity 63. The winds are out of the north, northeast at 13 miles an hour. 10-day rain total, 2.81 inches of rain. I hope that comes this way so we can brag on that down here. 3-day average, 4-inch bare soil temperature, 85 degrees. Sunset at 8:38, 85 for a high today. Northeast winds, 14 to 15 miles an hour. The wind gust up to 20. Tonight, 40% chance of thunderstorms, 62 for a low. Tomorrow, whopping 75 degrees for a high, 30% chance of rain, and northeast to east winds 8 to 10 miles an hour. Well, joining me in the studio today is one of my favorite young adults in western Oklahoma, Miss Briley Pritchard. And Briley, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem. Anyway, you and I kind of know each other a little bit. Anyway, through gardening and taco stand and what else? Hay.
Yeah.
When you need hay, Jimmy's there. So tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
So I'm 16 years old. I'm a junior in high school at Elk City, and I'm in FFA, and I do gardening, and my FFA project is vegetable production.
Okay, tell us a little bit about that project, vegetable production. What, you got to keep records and do all that good stuff?
So I keep records of every time we pick in the spring when we plant our plants, every time we water them, we till the garden. You keep record of basically everything, and then you put it in AET where you can get scholarships and awards. And right now with my project, I'm aiming for the proficiency award, and then hopefully I can go national with it.
Oh, cool. What is that a little bit? Tell us.
I haven't done much on the proficiency yet because I'm still new to it, but it's
complicated.
It's complicated, yeah.
I can tell by your look, he's like, it's complicated.
It's a lot, but it's been fun so far.
I got you. So, how did you get into gardening?
I've been doing garden since I was a baby, crawling around in my diapers. My dad's always had a garden, and my grandpa has a big garden, and my great-grandpa, he had about a 5-acre garden that my dad grew up on.
Is that down
in
Mountain View? Or,
yeah, down in Mountain View.
Yeah.
So, it's in my blood. I've always been doing gardens.
That's where the first time me and you met. Remember those 3 1,200-foot-long rows of plastic mm-hmm. you put down? That was it. Yeah, you guys come down. It was 3 or 4 years ago I met you.
Yep.
Because you help your dad with that.
Yes.
And anyway, so you've been doing gardening for 15.75 years?
Yeah, pretty much.
So let's talk about your gardening system.
So we use what's called a plasticulture garden. It's a raised bed about 20 inches long and 4 inches tall with a drip system down the middle, and it's all covered in plastic.
Right.
And it's really cool because it keeps water longer from evaporating, and it also chokes out weeds from underneath it. So it's a lot easier than just a regular garden.
Oh, man, you're telling me. It's a whole different ballgame.
Yes.
Anyway, so let me think about this. There's three different, or maybe there's more different types of plastic.
There are different types of plastic. We use mainly black because it gets the soil a lot hotter faster.
It warms it up.
Yeah. There's also what you use, the biodegradable.
Yeah.
See,
you remember.
Yes. I don't think we've ever used it, but it works pretty well, doesn't it?
No, it worked great. There's no signs of plastic in that, because that was a big old garden.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the only thing that I had to clean up afterwards was the drip tape.
Yeah. And then there's white plastic, silver plastic, red. I think there's green. And the only ones, we've used them all, but the only ones we really like are the black and the silver, because they're just the best. We think for the heat and repelling bugs. And the red and the green aren't very great because they rip easy, but they're all good.
So what's the purpose of the red and green? Just looks?
I don't really know. We haven't used it since I was little. I think the red does good with tomatoes, and the green probably with tomatoes and peppers. And then I do know the silver is really good with squash because it keeps away squash bugs
right.
because of how hot it gets in the sun reflecting off of it. So
let's talk a little more about what is it, plastic culture, is that
yeah.
what it's called, plastic culture? So you help your dad a lot, so
yeah.
you've got to see a lot of varieties of different types of garden.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anyone that just looked like a crazy garden to you? Do you remember
I always kind of dread the big ones because they take forever and it's hot outside, but I do like it because I get, whenever my dad pays me, I get the most money out of them, and it's all, and it's, they're just kind of fun to do. It's kind of mesmerizing to watch. I would say the craziest one we've ever done was down in Mountain View. I don't know exactly how big it was, but it took us, I think, a week to do.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
That was big. That's
it was
huge.
Big.
And then, have you got to go back or get any feedback from anybody with their gardens of any weird things they grow in it? Besides, I'm not talking left-handed weed, but I'm talking about different types of any variety of plants, sunflowers or herbs or something.
I know for us, our sunflowers always do really good. We get really tall sunflowers, and Dad usually does most of the talking with like all of our customers and stuff, because he's like the main owner. But every year if we do go back to someone's garden, they always talk about how they loved it, or they had a rough year and they're just going to try again. But most of the time, people always really do enjoy it and like it a lot better than a regular garden.
Right. Yeah. And it gets, plastic does save a lot of weeding and bugs. It cuts the bugs down, down to a minimum. But there's a, I like it because of the watering system.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you guys come out and installed that big old garden that I put in that one year, I learned real quick how much you can water. And I also learned how much you had to water, because that drip tape, it's only putting, if I remember right, looking at the label on your dad's roll of plastic, 0.36 gallons per 100 foot. Does that sound right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so that's not much water going through there per minute.
No.
So you gotta say, oh, I'll just water in an hour and turn it off. Mm-hmm. Nah, it don't work that way.
Yeah, at first you have to water it a lot to get the ground nice and saturated. But once it is, it doesn't take that much because of how slowly it evaporates.
Right. Well, you guys are just joining me. I have Miss Briley Pritchard on the show with me today. She's a junior in the Elk City High School, and she's a proud member of the Elk City FFA. Oh, you guys got new teachers this year.
Yeah.
You think they're listening?
I don't know.
Ask them. Tell them to text you if you're listening. anyway, so who are the new ag teachers? I hadn't got to meet them yet.
I'm going to butcher these names. Okay, so
I'm used to it.
Brooke Mulhern, she's one of them. And I'm just going to say Mr. Q, because I don't know his first name and I'm not going to try to say his last name.
Okay.
But they're both great. I got to spend a couple days with them up in OKC at Officer Retreat. And they are really nice and they're really fun to be around.
So are you an officer?
Yes.
What are you?
Reporter.
Reporters? So it's your job to report on what everybody's doing, huh? So are you enjoying that?
Yeah, it's been fun so far.
Is this your first year? Is the reporter?
Yeah.
All right. You going to run for president next year?
Dad wants me to.
Oh, Dad, you're so mean. Let her do whatever she wants. Anyway, so what all do you plant? You guys got a million things out there. But anyways, so what all do you plant in the garden?
So we plant mostly everything. But in the early spring, like February, March, we will plant roughly 3,000 tomato and pepper seeds in our greenhouse, and whatever we don't have set aside for our garden, we will sell it to the community.
Yeah, I'm one of those suckers.
Yep. and we will start some of them way early in the garden, and we build a little hoop house over the row, and with our tomatoes and our corn that we've started in the greenhouse, and sometimes we get corn before Memorial Day.
Yeah, and that's good. Because mm-hmm. most people that grow outside don't get their corn until right before the 4th of July. Because that's the busiest time in the world for sweet corn.
Yeah.
So getting Memorial Day is pretty good.
It's nice. We get corn all summer long.
Yeah. So how many varieties of corn do you plant?
I think we mainly plant one. I don't know what it's called. My dad found it, and it's really good because worms won't get down but a couple inches from the top
of the
corn.
Ear. Yeah.
And it's really good and sweet. I don't know what it's called, but I just know it's good.
It's good. And that's all. It's important. Mm-hmm. That's all I get into there anyway. So, all right. So, what's your main crop in your garden?
Most definitely our tomatoes.
I know that's something.
Yes. A couple weeks ago, we were loaded down with tomatoes. But I would say we also are really big with our okra. People always love our tomatoes and our okra. And We've had some problems with our okra, with bugs and stuff, but it's still going really good.
Right. Yeah, and I had problems with the okra with deer.
Mm-hmm.
Because they like eating those blooms.
Yeah.
And me and deer and hogs and insects were not very good friends.
I'm not friends with them either.
No. So you guys got a little bit of deer problem there where you're at, don't you?
Yep. We actually built a 6-foot tall fence, chain link fence around all of our gardens. And it's been helping a lot. We still have some that sneak in there, but it helps a bunch with the deer.
So, well, somebody on the text line wants to know, how do you deal with your bugs? What do you use on your bugs?
So we try to stay away from all chemicals that we can. And one of the best natural things we use is we will plant different flowers like marigolds. We'll plant basil, mint, and different plants like throughout our garden. And they're really good natural repellents to keep away bugs. And they're really good.
What's your favorite bug? Squash bug?
We've got lucky. We haven't had any of them this year.
Yeah, they're all over at my house. So, yeah, there's a... squash bugs. Man, them things, they just... They're terrible on squash, mm-hmm. and they love pumpkins.
Yeah.
And are you guys... Do you got any pumpkins this year?
No, we do not. We've had not have had good luck with pumpkins the past few years because we need to find a new spot. But where we've had them is... It's in our pasture, but it's fenced out, so the cows shouldn't be able to get in there. But the past 2 years in a row, they've broke through the fence and ruined it all.
So how do you deal with aphids?
Aphids? So we will order ladybugs off of the internet, and we will release them in our garden, and they can eat up to, one ladybug can eat up to 50 aphids a day.
Really?
It helps a lot.
So where do you order your ladybugs from? Do you know your dad doing that on his phone?
He gets them from Amazon.
Like that. All right. Because the ones that my wife picked up for me, all 3,000 of them suckers from the nursery at Edmond,
mm-hmm.
I released them inside the high tunnel mm-hmm. with the doors rolled up. No way they can escape. Next morning, I went out there and I found 2 or 3.
So... What we do is when we get them, we'll put them in our fridge to put them to sleep, and then we'll go out at night and release them so they're still, like, loopy. And then once they're fully awake, they'll see all the, like, the aphids around.
See, I learned something today.
So once they wake up and see all the, like, the bugs and stuff, then they'll start eating and they'll realize, oh, there's food here. I can stay here.
Huh.
That's how we get ours to stay.
Huh. All right, now I learned something. I hope everybody else does because one of my buddies who's pretty smart on plants and bugs and all that stuff, he said, don't waste your money on those ladybugs because they naturally want to migrate back to where they come from.
Mm-hmm.
Well, these ladybugs that we got from the nursery in Edmond actually come from North Carolina. So it's been about 2 weeks, so they should be arriving in North Carolina about right now. Anyway, how does your ladybugs, they come by mail? What do you...
Yeah, they come in the mail.
Have you ever had any released in the mailbox or anything?
I don't think so. I think we've...
Did the mail lady help you out on releasing them?
She did when we were in Jamaica.
Oh, yeah? What? Tell us more.
We're actually really good friends with our mail lady. And we, when we were gone, we just asked her to, so she took them straight from our mailbox and put them in the fridge.
Right.
And then she went out that night and released them in our garden for us.
Right.
So that we would have ladybugs when we got back.
Oh, cool. So that really works, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, well, guess what? I learned something today. I'm so glad you came in. Anyway. We're going to go ahead and take a break, and we're going to take Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. And when we come back, I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Southwestern Oklahoma Ag Weather Update. Guys, it is August the 8th. In about 23-4 days, it'll be September 1st. And the first person to text in what happens September 1st in our hunting world, I will call down there to Hobart Farm and Garden and see if they'll give you $5 off your first shotgun purchase. Anyway, it's coming. Hunting season is coming upon us. So anyway, we're going to go ahead and take a break. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey farmers and ranchers, it's time to make your life easier with an easy haul hay trailer from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma. These trailers are designed to haul multiple hay bales as quickly and efficiently as possible, keeping more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time and make your life easier. What a deal! See all they have to offer at EverettWelding.com. Be sure and check out their ads in the Penny News.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
We do get travelers going through that have AC that doesn't work. You're running down the interstate and it's 105 degrees outside and it can be that hot, if not hotter, inside. Lots of times during the winter, you can come up with a leak in your system. So it is very important to make sure that that stuff is correctly maintained. Getting it checked out, do your general maintenance is better than wait until it's broke to fix it.
Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Do you know Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance? If you do, you already know this about him.
When people meet me and get to know me, I think they do truly walk away with a feel of, you know what, when that guy says something, he means it. He means what he says. He says what he means. I'm a straight shooter. I'll tell people up front, hey, I might not be able to beat that price. One thing that I always do when I meet with a client or with a new customer, I look over all their insurance stuff. And there are times I hand it back to them and say, hey, you've got great coverage at a great price. If you're not happy with your agent, let's look at making a change. But if you don't have any issues with them, hey, you've got another set of eyes that looked at your policy and you've got good coverage, you don't have anything to worry about. That goes a long way because a couple years from now, they may have a rate increase. I'm Mickey Lively, and I work for Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and my office is located in Greer County.
Mickey Lively and Oklahoma Farm Bureau in Greer County. Call 782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back. We should have had a two-hour show today. You and I could talk forever. Anyway, Benson, Oklahoma. It's been a while since I checked your mezzanine center down there, and it's actually working today. Not really, but anyway, 100 degrees. Feels like 101. Heat risk is moderate. Dew point 61. Humidity is 29%. The winds are out of the south, southeast at 4 miles an hour. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature 91 degrees. Sunset at 8:35. 20% chance of thunderstorms today and 104 tonight. 40% chance of thunderstorms and 69 tomorrow. Get your hoodies out. 20% chance of thunderstorms, slight chance that is, 91 for high. but there'll be northeast winds. So it's going to be cold out there tomorrow compared to what it is. Well, Miss Briley Pritchard is in the studio with me today, and she is the member of the Elk City FFA. She's also the reporter. She's an officer there. But anyway, her big project she's got going on is gardening. And you guys know that I love gardening, and you probably get sick of hearing me talking about my bad to the bone tomatoes, but hey, this is agriculture, and she's doing it for FFA project. And FFA stands for what, Briley?
Future Farmers of America.
There you go. So get over it. Anyway, we've talked about this. We haven't got to this. What's your favorite variety of tomatoes?
Personally, I don't like any of them.
But that's good. Good question, Dad.
The favorite one we like to plant are the ones that have a higher heat set. So, like Florida 91s, they can set fruit up to 90 degrees, where most other...
Which one is that now?
Florida 91.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Yeah.
Now...
Most other varieties can only set fruit up to like 75 degrees.
Okay.
So in the Oklahoma weather, that doesn't really work.
No. So
we like the ones that have the higher heat set on them.
So, well, that's very good, because my row of Florida 91s that I think the seeds come from your dad, but the Votech planted them or started them for me. I don't know how to brag as much as I should on it. The tomatoes, for the most part, average a half pound to three quarters. Mm-hmm. I have not had any splitting on them, period. Now, my celebrities, Mr. Split City, that's what they are. But they're good tomatoes.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people said that, you know, the Florida 91s don't have as good a taste as the celebrities or this or that. Well, I've sent tomatoes to some tomato testers all over the county and around here, and they can't tell the difference.
Mm-hmm.
And I think fertilization and stuff could, you know, help with that, and consistent watering. I think that's important. But I have the Florida 75, 45s, 14s. I don't remember the numbers on them. I got them going now, but I planted them 2 months after the rest of them.
Yeah.
They're doing good. They're really good and big, and I haven't had any splitting issues. And then the red deuces.
Yeah.
I'm trying the red deuces because Farmer Dre on YouTube said that's the way to go. Well, they're splitting.
Really?
And so, you know, I water them all the same.
Mm-hmm.
So the way I got my system set up, I guess I'm going to have to back off the watering on the ones that are setting and back off a little bit on the fertilization on them.
Right.
Either that or they just don't like 110 degrees all the time. So I'm glad you brought that up. I didn't know that on the heat set. That's pretty interesting. So what do you guys use to fertilize your tomatoes?
So whenever we're first putting the plants in the garden, we will use a time-release fertilizer and either a Tum or a Rolaid.
Okay, and that's for calcium.
Yes, it helps with blossom end rot in the tomatoes.
Right.
Because if there's not enough calcium in the plants, you'll get the top of your tomatoes will look perfect, beautiful,
and when you go pigging, they're mushy.
You'll stick your finger on the bottom, and they'll be bad.
And you're like, dang.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there, a lot of people have trouble raising tomatoes.
So there's a secret. If you can have big, beautiful plants and no fruit.
Yep.
What my dad always says is that the old timers back in his day would beat their plants.
Is your dad one of those old timers?
Yep. They would beat their plants with a broom or a roll-up newspaper.
Yep.
But what we do is we will cut the water off of our tomato plants to stress them. Because if they get stressed enough, they'll think they're going to die and they'll start producing fruit.
Oh, yeah. So how long do you cut the water off for?
When we say this, people think we're talking 2 or 3 days, but we're actually talking about weeks because of how long the water stays under the plastic.
Right.
So you have to cut the water off for 2 to 3 weeks.
So you don't want to do this if you don't have plastic.
Yeah, if you don't have plastic, it doesn't take that long. But if you have the plasticulture garden, we cut our water off for 2-3 weeks at a time.
Your dad just said you're grounded for calling him an old timer. So anyway, get over it, Brian. Just stay at work. Yeah. We got this. Anyway, because I got information on my computer here that we got people from Jamaica listening to you. Do you got friends in Jamaica?
Yes, I do.
All right. How cool is that? You want to say hi to them?
I don't know which ones it is.
Let me see here. I'll tell you here in a second. Java Shaw.
Hi, Javia.
Oh, Javia. I got it close. Anyway, so it's good. So, all right. So, are you good to, I'm trying to figure out how to ask. Oh, so you're a pretty good expert in gardening. And anyway, is there going to be projects? You're junior, you got 2 years left this year and next year. Are there going to be projects where you can help out some other students learn how to garden?
Me and my dad have talked about it, and we'd like to do like a type of field day out at the house. It's nothing planned out yet, but it would be fun to do a field day to teach other people how to garden and how we do it and how we get our plants thriving and have them last long, how we get as much produce as we do.
Right. So you guys eat all your garden produce?
My parents eat some of it, but for the majority...
Your parents, what about you?
I don't eat very much of it. But for the majority, we will put most of our plant... We started out at the house selling plants to a few people, and then... When we were doing that, my dad actually built me a lemonade stand, and all the ladies would buy lemonade for me. And then I realized if I start carrying veggies out to their cars, ladies like Carol Haley and Betty Givens would give me a dollar. So I started getting the mindset of, if I carry their veggies to them, I get to make money. So after that, our garden got bigger, and we started getting more produce. And there just wasn't enough people coming out to the house. So we moved to town. And we would get the parking lot where we park would get full. You've witnessed
it. You remember that one night? Because your dad doesn't tell me when you guys are coming to town anymore.
Yeah, because the one time you advertised on the radio and we had 50 people waiting for us.
Yeah, and there was actually some scrappy old ladies there, too. They were shoving me out of the way to get to the cantaloupe.
Yeah, they get their elbows out. But that was probably the best time we've ever opened. But now, since we are so busy and it's hard to find time to take the trailer to town multiple times a week, we set it out as an honor system. So when we were in Maine for my aunt's wedding, we realized that they do everything on the honor system. There's different stands for firewood, vegetables, jellies, all sorts of stuff.
So when you say honor system, what you're doing, you set that trailer out there, the vegetables there, you give the cost, and you got a box there for the money.
Yep. We just leave our trailer out there, and we load it every other night, and we just trust and pray that everybody's honest with what they're getting and how much they pay.
And so far, so good.
So far, so good.
Cool.
Yeah.
And then so where is your stand located?
We are located 3 miles west of Hutch's West Side on Highway 6 and about a quarter of a mile south on 1940 Road. And our driveway is right next to the big water tower.
Yeah, you can't miss it.
Yeah, you cannot miss it.
Yeah, I know a few people that I sent out there the year before last by tomato plants. Mm-hmm. They couldn't find it. I just shook my head.
It's also hard to miss because our trailer is kind of unique looking.
Yeah, so what is it?
It was an old, I think it was a
cotton trailer.
Cotton trailer.
Yeah.
And then we got everything off down to the axles. And then we built up from there, and I think it looks really cool. It's just a little veggie cart, and it can hold quite a bit. And it's a John Deere trailer, so we stuck with the green and yellow paint.
Is that because of your uncle?
That might have been. But I wanted to make it pink, but Dad said it needed to be green and yellow.
Yeah, it's got to be farmer stuff.
Yeah.
So I got an idea for you. hit your dad up. He's listening anyway. It doesn't matter. Anyway, you should pull that in the parade at the rodeo deal and sell vegetables on the street.
That would be fun.
Yeah, I know. I think it'd be cool as heck.
I think that is actually a really good idea.
See there, Brian? You're in trouble. Yeah. So that's what you get for bad-mouthing her.
Yep.
Anyway, so anyway, you and your dad's got a pretty cool relationship. Mm-hmm. So anyway, there's going in. So if you... If some kids are listening out there right now, we got about a minute left. Would you suggest to them into getting into gardening?
100%. Because in today's day, most teenagers are on their phone or playing video games 24/7. And getting out into nature, it's just so much better. I'm always happier whenever I'm outside. I notice whenever I'm inside, I get lazy and just sit there and do nothing and I get bored. But whenever I'm outside of my garden, I'm just more happier and more energetic.
All right. Well, Riley, thank you. You hear that music? It's time for me to shut up. anyway, thank you so much for coming in. And maybe during school year, you can update us on how everything's going.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're more than welcome anytime. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Software on your computer, helping you get the job done.
96.5 KECO, Elk City.
Campaigns in full swing. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. With less than 3 months until Election Day, former President Trump set to hold a news conference this hour at his Mar-a-Lago resort. His Democratic opponent, Vice President Kamala Harris, will campaign in Michigan today. This, as a new poll shows, more Americans feel democracy hangs in the balance.